Under the provisions of New Hampshire's voter ID law set to kick in September, only government-issued identification would work at the polls, and local election officials would snap pictures of voters who cast ballots without ID. Neither provision would take effect under a bill backed by the Democratically-controlled House, but the GOP-led Senate appears to have other plans.
It keeps the voter ID in place, which we think is a good thing for the election process. And then by extending the picture taken out a couple of years, we get the opportunity to get a little more data.
Republican David Booten of Hooksett is chairman of the Senate's Public and Municipal Affairs Committee, which voted 3-2 in favor of the bill along party lines. Democrats say its failure to include student identification on the list of permissible IDs was telling. Senator David Pierce is from Aetna.
Taking out student IDs has been a long-held objective. And with this, they do it.
The bill would give moderators broad authority to determine voters' qualification, including allowing people to vote if the moderator recognized them or to accept a college ID as valid proof of identity. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.